for 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and don't forget to tune in. Well, we might be off next week due to the holiday, but my co-host Dana Lake will be hosting the next show, and that will be related to some issues around probiotics, and it's an interesting conversation around probiotics. She's going to be talking about strain diversity and some of the new interesting research that's coming out that is really starting to show us it's not that it's exceedingly important to understand what strains of probiotic you take, because even though you may have an Acidophilus or Bifidus, within those family groups, there's hundreds and thousands of different substrains, and some of them have more therapeutic activity than others. So it's going to be a really interesting show. Don't forget to tune into that one. Today, we've got a phenomenal show lined up for you. We've talked about omega-3 fatty acids before. We've talked about fish oil before. Most people, fish oil is one of the most popular selling segments in the entire, one of the most popular selling supplements in the entire nutraceutical industry. And many people take fish oil supplements, but many people don't understand everything around omega-3 fatty acids and how they affect health. The importance of an omega-3 to omega-6 balance. In the last year, we've had a couple guests on where we started to introduce this topic. This is starting to get to starting to be the cutting edge part of what we're looking at when it comes to fish oil and omega-3s. It's not so much about just popping pills down your mouth. It's really understanding how your body is balancing these omega-3s and the omega-6s. And when you look at the balance and the ratios as they relate to each person's individual cells and tissue, we start to really then reap the benefits of having good amounts of these things in our diet or in supplementation. So today I have a really fantastic expert. He's the international educator for Nordic Naturals, which is, you know, in my opinion, the leading retail fish oil brand in the entire nation. And he's going to be helping us to understand some of these concepts. We're going to be breaking down what you need to do with your diet by specifically educating you and addressing what foods shift your omega-3 status in the good direction and what foods shift it in the bad direction. Because as we talked about, I don't know, it was probably 2 months ago, if you're eating a diet that isn't balancing this omega-3, omega-6 ratio, and you're just taking fish oil supplements, you're not going to get near the therapeutic effect. What the research is showing is that's not as important as balancing your diet to have a good omega-3-6 ratio, and then maybe using supplements to augment that in addition to what you're doing with your diet. That's where the true therapeutic benefits of fish oil supplementation really come from. So our goal today is to try and educate you to help you understand what you can do with your nutrition and with your diet. We're going to give you lists of specific foods and resources where you can look at each specific food and how it may relate to your omega-3, omega-6 status. We're also going to be talking about some really exciting cutting-edge testing that's coming out, in-home, inexpensive tests that you can do that actually accurately measure what your body's levels of omega-3 to omega-6 ratios are. How much omega-3s do you have in your cells? How much do you need to shift your diet? How much do you need to rely on supplementation? And this data, as we're going to talk about, is incredibly important because this data has been correlated with things like a 90% reduction in cardiovascular risk. These are significant statistics when we look at omega-3, omega-6 ratio, and we're going to teach you all of that today. And don't forget, today what we're going to be doing is promoting the test, and you guys are going to be getting a great deal, almost $100 off these in-home tests, so you got to stay tuned. When we get to that part of the show, I'm going to give away a offer code that you can type in when you go online to order these tests, and instead of them being $180, you're going to get them for $49.99. So you can get a test at a reduced rate, find out what your omega-3 status is, and start understanding what you can do to shift it. So I want to introduce my special guest. Stuart Tomk is an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements. He's a certified natural health professional with over 20 years experience in the field of nutritional medicine. Very impressively, he's a respected consultant to the World Health Organization and integrative physicians worldwide, having traveled the world as an educator and trainer for over 10 years. With an accomplished background in media appearances, Stuart is adept at educating, entertaining, and delivering a powerful message on important health subjects in today's changing world. In addition, he was a contributing writer to Dr. Perricone's Seven Secrets to Beauty, Health, and Longevity. Stuart currently serves as national educator and spokesperson for Nordic Naturals and is working on his naturopathic doctor degree. So, Stuart, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
It's a pleasure, Doctor, and thank you for really setting the stage with what we are calling the big fat story. I think it's been commonplace in the omega-3 industry to oversimplify, and I'm so grateful every time I have a chance to be on the radio, especially with naturopathic doctors, because you understand the risk of oversimplification. Take two and call me in the morning, which is what the message has been about omega-3. Take two fish oil capsules or take only 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day has been such a gross oversimplification that to have the opportunity to tell the whole story, and that whole story is we cannot talk about omega-3 without really seriously understanding omega-6. There's no way to have this conversation, to have it be accurate, and more importantly, what you pointed out, to give the consumer or your patients the protection and benefit that they seek if they do not know their number. Because the tissue concentration, this is the most important thing in the lectures that I give around the world, tissue concentrations of the long-chain omega-3 relative to the long-chain omega-6 are the key variables for our health, not dietary intakes. So we need to have biomarkers, the test that you mentioned that we'll give a special offer for your listeners today only, as public health targets. And we now know that if we could get 50% or more of omega-3 in the HUFA, meaning of the highly unsaturated fatty acids, a score of 50% or higher, that would protect 98% of the population. That means we have an awesome responsibility. The department that I work for, I know you're familiar with Dr. Kerry Marshall, who leads our science and research and education department at Nordic Naturals. We have an awesome responsibility to teach that what people want is 50% or higher on that test score. That's more important than how many capsules. That's more important than which product. That's more important than which delivery system. It's more important than, well, I eat fish every single night of the week. That's great. What is your omega-3 score? That's what's important.
All right, so let's talk about that big picture. Somebody is probably asking the question, well, I do. I eat fish a few times a week. I get wild salmon. I take my fish oil supplements. Why wouldn't my score be greater than 50%? You know, how does this break down? What factors determine for each individual how your body concentrates these oils, these HUFAs, and, you know, what are some of the factors here that we're looking at, Stuart? Break it down for us.
Okay, well, the first part is competition, because that's the context, is competition for conversion and then competition for placement, meaning if you're eating fish every single night and you're taking, say, four capsules of fish oil, that's a good amount of omega-3. But you're still, unbeknownst to yourself, consuming copious amounts of linoleic acid, LA, we call it linoleate, omega-6 LA, linoleic acid, 18 carbons long, two double bonds. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's in almond butter. It's in refined corn oil. It's in safflower, sunflower, cottonseed oil, grapeseed oil, pumpkin seed oil, our good sesame seeds. It's in good, healthy foods. It's in industrially produced oils. It's in healthy, cold-pressed oils. So you could be eating fish every single day. You could take fish oil capsules, but you're taking huge levels of omega-6, some healthy, maybe some not so healthy, and they will compete, the omega-3 and the omega-6, for the desaturation enzymes that are sort of the first step in what we call the elongation process. Now, that we've known about for a while. The newest part of that conversation is now genetics, because we now know that we have two different types of converters haplotype A and haplotype D like David, slow and fast converters, meaning we have about a 50-50 shot of whether or not we're a slow or fast converter, meaning we used to be able to convert our green leafy vegetables into enough DHA to make up the part of the brain that's omega-3 DHA. We used to be able to convert enough of our seeds into arachidonic acid, the primary omega-6 that's in the brain. So now we know that there isn't a genetic component. We also know that 26% of us have phenotype differences which may require more omega-3 to get equal levels of this tissue saturation. On the last variable are demands on the immune system. If you've got somebody that has a whole lot of inflammation, for whatever reason, and you're a doctor, you know how complicated it is. Sometimes you look and look and look, and you try to eliminate, you still can't find it. If someone has huge demands on the immune system, they're going to be burning more omega-3. If you're an athlete, and you're working out like crazy, and you've got 2% body fat, you may hold more omega-6 arachidonic acid in your tissues. You need that for heart rate variability and blood viscosity. Well, hey, that's important, but then you'd be the kind of person that would need more omega-3. So in summary, diet and genetics help to set the stage, and you wouldn't know for sure what your omega-3 tissue level is unless you test.
Right. Thank you for pointing that out. And it's the same concept that I bring up over and over and over again when it comes to vitamin D supplementation.
Yes.
People are out there asking, Doc, how much should I take? Is 2,000 the right amount? Is 4,000 the right amount? I heard 5,000 is what I should take in the wintertime and 2,000 in the summertime. I say you have to have your blood levels checked for each person based on genetic variations, based on how your body stores it, how it processes it, your degree of fat tissue, your immune system demands. All of these things dictate what your vitamin D status is, and the only way to determine what you should be doing from a nutritional standpoint and supplementation standpoint with vitamin D is to get your level tested. Now, up until this point, there has not been a widely publicized, affordable, reliable method to measure tissue saturation of omega-3. And now we have one, and that's the test we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be picking up this conversation again with Stuart, and he's going to help educate us on specifically the dietary side of things, which foods are going to create that omega-6 competition and deplete our tissue storage of omega-3s, and which foods are going to enrich our tissue saturation of omega-3s. So very, very important conversation related to diet coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back in just a minute.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. So don't forget to tune in. She's going to be discussing some really interesting research around probiotics and some changing thoughts in probiotic supplementation. Today, we are having probably one of the most intelligent and interesting discussions around the concept of fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids. Now, most of us out there take fish oils. We know they're good for us. But again, over the last year, the body of research that we've been seeing around utilizing omega-3 supplements really relates it back to the bigger picture of nutrition, genetics, the actual tissue saturation of your body. Now, I don't want to take up too much time because I'm really excited to have our special guest, Stuart Tomko, on the phone with us from Nordic Naturals, who's discussing some of these really interesting concepts. So, Stuart, I want you to talk about, you know, we're talking about some testing and figuring out tissue saturation. Tell us the story. Where's the evidence? Help us understand what benefit do we get when we have high levels of omega-3 tissue saturation, because it's more than just a theoretical benefit. There's really good epidemiological data out there showing us that this is a good thing. So tell us the story.
Yes, doctor. In addition to the epidemiological evidence, we also have incredible secondary, I mean serious, drug data. So after you've had a heart attack, we already now have two FDA-approved fish oil drugs. So the gray area in between primary prevention, which is where I actually hold the NDs like you responsible for helping to keep healthy people healthy, it's that area where we're still flushing out the data. But the history is fascinating. In the late 1960s, Danish scientists heard that these Inuit in Greenland had virtually no heart disease, almost none. And the myth at the time was, right, saturated fat is what caused heart disease, and they knew that these Inuit were eating a lot of whale blubber and walrus and seal and, you know, an odd diet, what Westerners wouldn't consume on a regular basis, if ever. And so Dr. Dierberg, went up there to Umanak in the late 1960s, and they drew the blood from these Inuit and tested their cholesterol right on the spot. Found that they weren't any higher or lower, their cholesterol, total cholesterol, than the Danish scientists themselves. They were confused. Now they're having a serious paradox. They sent the blood back to Copenhagen, and thanks to some very interesting work that was being done at that time that came out of Ralph Holman's laboratory, they were able to identify these enormous peaks and spikes in the blood. They figured that those Eskimos had 70% omega-3, if you were to use the omega-3 test we talk about now, their score would have been 70%. What does that mean? They had 70% omega-3 and 30% omega-6. Okay, what does that mean? That means that they were more equipped to modulate immune inflammatory insults, to modulate them to help inflammation resolve more efficiently, to naturally antagonize the pro-inflammatory hormone-like compounds that make your blood thick like Elmer's glue and lead to thrombosis, so that the omega-3 that they had in their tissue stores in some odd way protected them against this harsh environment that they lived in. Well, then we started to look at this ratio, balance, omega-3, omega-6 conversation, and then we started to draw these parallels between people in Iceland and in Norway, not all those Nordic countries, right? Finland was radically different. They were eating primarily saturated fat and had a different gene type, and they didn't fare so well. But then we went down through the Mediterranean, the Amalfi Coast, Crete, Sardinia, down into Japan, Okinawa, through the Pacific Rim, and we started to find this pattern that people that had high levels of omega-3 and lower levels of omega-6, regardless of where they lived, had radically different health outcomes. They had fewer of the metabolic derangement scenarios. They had lower levels of these heart disease and stroke and plaque and all of these. So that's what set the stage for the FDA saying, okay, finally we can say that this stuff may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Then the big drug intervention trials. After a heart attack, there was a study done with 10,000 patients in Italy given only 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA on top of standard of care before statin drugs. And, Doc, they showed a 45% reduction in secondary death. They did it again in Japan with Japanese that eat fish, and then took a mega dose, 1,800 milligrams of EPA on top of their fish diet. They also showed a 45% reduction in secondary death. So this has now become big-time medicine. The part that you're talking about, and I'm so excited today that you want to address it, is the number in your tissues, that's really what counts, not the dose they were given, and then the foods that we can eat to maybe prevent us from having to over-supplement so that maybe we could get a good level so that we take fewer capsules.
Sure, and again, it's not... That's always convenient. It's always great to spend less money, take fewer capsules, and do it through nutrition. It's always the best way to do it. But the other point is that it seems like the data has been showing fish oil supplementation is less effective if your diet isn't right. And you already addressed that because you talked about this issue of competition. If you're eating a diet rich in the omega sixes, but you're taking fish oil supplementation even in large doses, you're dealing with that aspect of competition. You will likely never get the tissue saturation that you desire and therefore won't get a lot of the health benefits associated with these cultures that have a high amount of omega-3 intake from their diet and a very low amount of omega-6 intake from their diet. So it's also about maximizing the benefit of your supplement and also really understanding what it takes to create a healthy system, a healthy body, a healthy immune response through nutrition and supplementation combined. That is what makes the most sense.
You make an excellent point because those studies that come out, and they seem to be coming out in rapid fire succession, my mentor always says meta-analyses make mischief. And if we use food frequency questionnaires to figure out how much fish a patient is eating, when you look at all of the hand-wringing around the confusing data, when you look at the fact that all these PUFAs are not created equal, when we now know that there were studies that were considered, say, omega-6-type trials to show that the omega-6 was actually not detrimental, but the patients were eating, say, cans of sardines packed with cod liver oil while they were drinking their corn oil, that's all kinds of mixed data. So you make an excellent point. The reason that they're showing fish may be better recently is normally if you're eating fish, you're probably eating a more balanced diet. You're probably not pairing your fish with a corn dog.
Right.
What we need to do is to test these people. And there are researchers, trust me, there are some really great ivory tower researchers that finally got this. My concern is it's going to take years to matriculate down to the lay people because this omega-6, as it goes up, forces the omega-3 down. And there are foods that we can eat every day that will set the stage so that when we take our fish oil supplements, not only do we maximize the benefit, but we actually get the benefit that we're seeking from making these judicious food choices in the first place.
Okay, so let's talk about food. In our pre-interview yesterday, Stuart, you talked about some of the work that a researcher had done regarding looking at all the foods and basically trying to create some sort of scoring system to help people understand which foods are more likely to have an omega-6 influence on your body and which ones are going to have an omega-3 influence. So I'd love for you to introduce that, help people understand where they can find that resource so they can look at what they're doing in their diet, and let's talk about some of the specific foods.
Great. Well, I'm going to do it multiple times so that nobody misses this. Fast, learners, F-A-S-T, learners, because we're all fast learners, fastlearners.org, O-R-G. This is the work of Dr. Bill Lanz, retired professor at University of Michigan and University of Illinois Medical Schools. He taught cardiologists for 50 years. He discovered phospholipase A2, which is the enzyme that releases this HUFA from the SN2 position there. He studied at the Karolinska, where they were given the Nobel Prize for the eicosanoid discovery, former senior scientific advisor to the director of the National Institutes of Health, former director of basic research at NIAAA. He's a big shot. I mean, and not in an ego sense, but in terms of the biochemistry, nobody understands the mechanism of action of omega-6 and omega-3 competition like Dr. Lanz. So his website, fastlearners.org, now that he's retired, he won $500,000 unrestricted from Pfizer. Yes, he did do work on COX-2 inhibition and the drugs, and was curious when he made these discoveries. And he used to say that if you looked at the foods and you looked at the omega-3, omega-6 balance that the foods create, that may be a better target than not only the COX-2 drugs, but the statin drugs. Now, I'm sure you can only imagine that Big Pharma was not so interested in his hobby because it wasn't going to help them. I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but this information doesn't help anybody but the patient. So there may be a reason why this is slow to make it on the evening news.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to fastlearners.org, you're going to see one numerical score per food. And the score, if it's a high omega-6 food, will be a negative score. For example, negative 74 would mean the food has a lot of omega-6, a ton of omega-6. Positive 61, like bluefin tuna, means that there's a lot of omega-3. Zero is kind of a neutral. So this is a way that consumers and patients can go to fastlearners.org and look at something like a chicken, which is a -6, and be surprised that there's a lot more omega-6 in a chicken than, say, lamb from New Zealand, which we always promote as much healthier, which actually may be. Trust me, if the chicken's commercially grown, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
The New Zealand lamb is a -2. So it'll take you through every food, and you can look at what you're eating. If you're eating farm-raised fish, it has a much lower score than wild-caught fish. If you're eating grains like oatmeal, you'll see that oatmeal is a -6, and you may want to take an anchovy and mix it into your oatmeal, or take flax meal and throw it into your oatmeal so that you can create the balance.
I think flax meal would be my preference.
You see my point? There's got to be a way.
But
or
seaweed. I do see your point. So, I mean, it's a great resource. I'm actually sort of surfing the page right now, and it's really interesting to sit there and look at what your omega-3 and omega-6, and it does give people the power to exactly look at what they're doing in their diet, which foods are going to have a high positive score, and which foods are going to have a high negative score. And, of course, it comes down to figuring out which foods you're eating that balance the score, put it more towards the positive, coupling that with some omega-3 supplementation, checking your tissue saturation score, and putting all of the pieces together. So let me ask you a question, Stuart. There's a lot of individual data here about each and every food. Do you know anybody that's written any types of like cookbooks or something that sort of summarizes the data so you can actually just look at meal planning instead of trying to piecemeal everything together?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Either you're going to do that or...
somebody's going to do that.
Christina Phillips, and someone called me, and I had the idea too. I think eventually on the label of foods, you're going to see, okay, it's non-GMO, it's wild-grown, it's organic, and then you're going to see the score. I read an article the other day that salmon producers are going to start charging the premium for the omega-3 content in the salmon. They already do it with the expensive sushi, right?
Right.
The super fatty Otoro versus – but they're going to start looking at that content of omega-3 because it's got huge health benefit, and it's easier to have a low-score salmon that you feed corn and grain and soybean oil to. It costs less money to grow that farm-raised salmon, and as a result, you still get some omega-3, but you get a lot less because you're feeding the salmon more omega-6.
Right.
So no one has yet done it. It's a great idea. And when you look at this page, and I know our listeners can't see this, but let's get them into our mind's eye. When you go to all these health foods that I picked out, quinoa, walnuts, sunflower seeds, garbanzo beans, eggs, tofu, and avocado. As an ND, were you surprised to see that all of those foods have mega negative scores?
Yes, it is surprising to see how negative they are, because those are foods that are considered very healthy, ones that I recommend people eat frequently. So it is, you know, it's interesting.
And they all have incredible health benefits. Yep. I was, when I first introduced this, because I was the one that developed the connection to all of this at the research and education department, I think people were confused. Stuart Tomk is not saying that because walnuts are a negative 44, that they are bad.
Right.
We have to stop it with the value judgment.
Right. It's about creating the balance. If you're eating walnuts, make sure that you're looking at it in the bigger picture and what other foods are you consuming that aren't negative 44s and that are positive. So we have to take a quick break, and I think that's the point, hopefully, that you're trying to drive home, Stuart.
Yes.
When we come back from the break, I really want to talk about the testing specifically, because this offers an in-home tool where people can actually figure out what their tissue status is of omega-3 fatty acids, and then they can create a plan to change that and improve it if they need to. And I'm going to offer you guys a great price on this testing, courtesy of the laboratory that offers it. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pacero, and it is a pleasure being with you all. Have a really, what I think is a great show today. We're talking about some of these really interesting concepts around omega-3 status and really understanding the big picture about fish oil, omega-3s, omega-6s, and how it relates to your health. In the last segment, we started talking about this incredible resource, and what I didn't realize and what my special guest Stuart just told me over the break was that this compilation of food and their omega-3 3 score based on these positives and negative values. This is very new information. This has only been perfected in the last 12 months. This is revolutionary when it comes to putting together and understanding how to craft your diet in a way that improves your omega-3 tissue status, which at the end of the day is what all of the research shows us is the most important factor when it comes to getting the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids in regards to reduction of cardiovascular risk, reduction of chronic inflammation, proper immune balance. It is the most important issue. So, you know, we're going to segue into that in this segment and discuss this really cool in-home test that you can do that accurately measures your cellular and tissue saturation of omega-3s to let you know where you fall in that category, to help you understand what you should be doing with your diet in regards to these foods or with supplementation. But before we get into that, and I give you guys the offer code to get the test down from $180 to $49.99, which is a special promotion from the lab for this radio show today, I want, Stuart, if you could talk to us a little bit about some of the different oils, you know, because there's a lot of different what are considered healthy oils that people use in their food, and help us understand some of these misconceptions around oils and their health benefits in relation to omega-3, omega-6.
Well, it's important because the oils that we cook in, that's the most dominant source of either omega-6 or omega-3 or the oils we supplement with. So the foods are clearly very, very, very important. But one thing you'll know by doing some homework on the fastlearner.org website, safflower oil, for example, that's being sold currently as a weight loss supplement, scores as a negative 84. So I'm not here to criticize their marketing or the data. We'll do, you know, that's another conversation. But safflower oil is a negative 84. Poppy seed oil, grape seed oil, pumpkin seed oil. A lot of these oils have been used as healthy oils and have very interesting and sometimes disparate health benefits if you have the balance of omega-6 to omega-3. That's why when you look at something like cod liver oil, which is a plus 140, or a fish oil, like a sardine and anchovy oil, that's plus 200, or we haven't calculated it yet, but something like the ultimate omega, just as an example, is like a closer to a plus 250, you can clearly see then where it's a choice. If you're going to eat your oatmeal, which I love, I throw my flax meal on top of my oatmeal. If I don't have any flax meal around and I'm not going to eat sardines with my oatmeal, that's where it makes sense if I'm going to be eating my negative 6 oatmeal and my handful of negative 44 walnuts and my negative 60 sunflower seeds on my organic salad, which we should all be doing with organic avocado, that's a negative 12, to take a couple of capsules of concentrated fish oil. With that gives you the balance. So unless you test, you don't really know for sure. These are good guidelines we're giving you. And you can use the food calculator, add up all the foods, and predict. But it ultimately comes down to knowing that tissue number. These are tricks for you to get around the overload of omega-6 by taking heavier amounts of omega-3. But the tissue is the final issue.
Yeah, the tissue is the final issue. I like that. So let's talk about what's going on in the tissues. Tell us a little bit about this test, why it's exciting, the methodology, how it is. You know, there have been some tests out there that look at omega-3 status, but I believe there are several weaknesses in many of them and the methodology of many of the ones that have been out, and that they don't always give us the really big picture and don't give us the data that sometimes really correlates to exactly what these epidemiological, you know, data shows us about health benefits. So tell us a little bit about this, you know, newer test and its methodology and why it's so important to understand where you stand.
Well, I believe that the sort of the lineage of thought in science and in art is very, very critical. And this test here that's also called the Holman test, omega3test.com is where you're going to get it, omega3test.com. The mastermind of this test, Ralph Holman, actually coined the term omega-3 and omega-6. And he taught a young lipidologist by the name of Dr. Doug Bibas. And they're all big fans of Dr. Lanz, who created the food calculator that we've gone over at fastlearner.org. So you've got all of this sort of this brain trust, this think tank of these top lipid scientists working together. And what the omega-3 test tells you is the percentage of omega-3 in the highly unsaturated fatty acids. And it's a much more comprehensive picture because the other tests give you an omega-3 score. They give you what we call an index. They only look at the EPA and the DHA. This test looks at the EPA, the DPA, the DHA. I know a lot of initials here. But in addition to a five-page comprehensive fatty acid analysis, this actually tells the consumer where they are in relationship to, say, the highest rate of coronary heart disease mortality is correlated to a very low omega-3 score, meaning if you score 24 on the test, which is the U.S. average, that correlates to a very high risk of coronary heart disease mortality. You get down to the Greenland Inuit that we spoke about that would have scored a 70, and that correlates to the lowest CHD mortality risk. So the number you're going to get from this test is absolutely quantifiable. It gives you the total omega-3, omega-6 ratio, and it also includes some of these other omega-3s that are for some reason have been left out of the other tests that we now find are very critical, very important, and maybe very predictive of our protection and our omega-3 risk reduction status. So that's why we use the omega-3 test for your listeners, the laboratory. I called them yesterday knowing I'd be your guest. If they use the code DR Passero, I believe that's P-A-S-S-E-R-O. Is that correct, doctor?
Yep.
DR Passero, and it's only for today. I asked if they would be willing to let your audience do the test for $49.99. Mayo Clinic is charging $350 for the test. If you get to the website, omega3test.com, on your own, you'll see that it's $180 on sale for $160. He wanted to make it available to your audience for $49.99. You have to use offer code DRPASSERO. I told him that you were a naturopathic doctor and not just a radio personality. So he was very interested to see if your patients, your listeners, your customers would like to avail themselves. And this test number, by the way, you remember Bernadine Healy, who was with the NIH and the Red Cross, who died last year?
I do not know. Tell us the story.
She was the first woman director at the NIH and the president and the CEO of the Red Cross. And actually, she's the doctor that inspired Dr. Carrie Marshall to get into medicine. She said that this omega-3 number was the most important number you would ever know. And they worked on the Know Your Numbers campaign. And your analogy with vitamin D was fantastic. Can you imagine what would happen if you take 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every day for 3 years? Then you go into the hospital and you have a kidney stone. They test your vitamin D levels and they're 750. That was me. That was me. That's my story. What if you're on high blood pressure lowering medication, but you don't test your blood pressure? What if you're taking red yeast rice instead of statins and you want to look at your cholesterol profile, but you never test? No one would ever do that. But with omega-3, for some strange reason, we've allowed people to talk about how much EPA and DHA is in the capsule. Is it salmon? Is it sardines? Is it cod liver oil? We've been so distracted from the issue, which is the tissue, that this score will tell you, and you can see my score, and I want a total transparency here. I work for Nordic Naturals. My score is a 58, and I was not taking our product, doctor.
So that was through basically your favorable genetics and a diet that probably is a relatively healthy one that had relatively balanced scores.
Well, I ate a can of sardines every single day for 3 years.
And that too, which is equivalent to a would be equivalent to a large serving of fish oil supplement.
Every day, and I looked at the food calculator and I switched from almond butter to macadamia nut butter because I like that on my pancakes. So I made sure that I would make these switches and where I would use things that had lower omega-6. I still a nut butter, it's still real tasty. And this way you could now, let's say you don't want to eat a can of sardines every day. You might notice in my the notes that I sent you that you have to take 3,000 milligrams. That's 6 capsules of Ultimate Omega or another brand, that's as long as it's concentrated, 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day to raise your level 28%. So if you're the average American and you have 24% and you want to get 50 or higher, you need 12 capsules of regular fish oil. So the average consumer takes 2 capsules of regular fish oil,
right,
eats fish twice a week. That's what the American Heart Association says. Takes this test and fails miserably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. And this idea of actually testing, again, is really revolutionary in understanding this broader concept. So listen, folks, it's www.omega3test.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, there's a basic information where you put in your name, your address, your city, your email address, phone number. And then there's a place for an offer code. If you put in the offer code Dr. Passero, Dr. Passero, D-R-P-A-S-S-E-R-O, and hit the submit button, you will get the test for one day only at $49.99 versus the retail price on the site of $160. So it's a great way to understand where is your status, to get a great value on understanding what's going on with the balance of your immune system and inflammatory system, because that's where this that's what this comes down to. Omega-3s and omega-6 play many roles in our body, including supporting our brain, the retina, hormone balance, so many aspects of health, but a really important one that people are missing is this balance of our immune system and the chronic inflammation that is plaguing most people in our country. So it is a phenomenal opportunity to understand what's going on with your body. And as we've talked about, once you understand what your number is, then you create a plan. You create a plan based on your nutritional intake. And it's not just, as we've discussed, making sure that you eat a serving of wild salmon 3 times a week. You all use this guide on fastlearners.com, this cutting-edge research that's come out to understand how to craft your diet so that you are creating a better balance of omega-3 to omega-6. And you supplement that with a high-quality fish oil supplement or additional intake of fish that has high amounts of omega-3, and then you repeat the test and you watch your scores go up, and then you know that you're doing something actionable. You know that what you are doing is creating actionable benefits in your tissue, in your body. You're not just taking 2 or 3 capsules of fish oil every day and assuming that you're getting the benefit that we see in all these other studies. So it is so important to consider doing this test. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to be wrapping up the conversation. I want to talk to Stuart about some of the aspects around supplementation, wrap up some of these things around diet and the testing, and discuss some other really, really important issues around omega-3 fatty acids. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals.
committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress.